Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
You know, I've been doing this long enough, I think I can figure it out by now, right?
Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always happy to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. We're almost there, right? I mean, your weekend should have started by now in some places. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And if you've got nothing to do, you know, you're welcome here. It really is that simple. A lot going on in the news. I mean, God bless. I don't know if we have enough time to get through it all. And some of you are going, please don't. I mean, seriously, think about it. Think about everything that's going on out there. You know, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden. I mean, Hunter. Anybody with me on the Hunter Biden thing, like, 5 years. Think about it. 5 years of investigation. 5 years of investigation. The best they can do is gun charges. I'm trying to mull that over my head and figure out if and how that makes any sense whatsoever, because I don't think it does at all. This is a distraction. This is for them to be able to say, look, we did the Hunter Biden thing. You know, he wasn't let go. I mean, these were federal offenses, yada, yada, yada. And maybe they went so far to do this because Daddy can pardon him on these federal charges. Right? Come on, think about it. Trump is scheduled to speak in a little bit here. We might pump him in. I don't know. Sonya Schmidt will join us right after the break. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can always send us an email. Always happy to be part of this whole thing. You know, again, as I said, I don't know what we do. Some of you have written me emails over the last few days. Like I've got a crystal ball that gives you all the answers. I don't. And I'm looking at what's going on, too, and I'm saying to myself, when does this stop? Are we going to have some kind of mutiny of some sort in the country? That's a valid question, right? I mean, seriously. I don't know if you heard, too, today that the three that were accused of plotting, what's her name, the Democrat governor, Whitmore, they were accused of plotting her assassination or kidnapping or whatever, Gretchen Whitmer. They went in front of a jury, and the jury said, hey, you know, not so sure. The twin brother Michael Null and William Null, Eric Mueller, were found not guilty of providing support for the terrorist act and a weapon charge deliberations. The trio is the last of 14 minutes-based charges in state federal court. Nine were convicted. I mean, maybe it was an overreach, maybe not. I don't know. I always thought that was kind of a little shaky, a little interesting, to say the least. Now, today the question was asked on the pardoning of Bunter.
Yeah, there you go.
Hunter Biden at a White House press conference. Right? And, you know, this Jean Pierre, whatever her name is, she's never ready for these things. Matter of fact, I don't think you could lie that much. I don't think you could write that many lies in one day. But the White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, she addressed the possibility of President Biden pardoning his son, Hunter, for the first time since the letter of indictment, federal charges for making false statements, unlawfully possessing a firearm. I mean, you realize, if you look at the report and what it says, it's 10 months. He was on drugs for 10 months. He knew he was on drugs, right? He knew he was taking the drugs when he filled out the form. He was on it for 10 months after he filled out the form. And I don't know why he threw the gun away. I have no idea. I have no idea whether he finally figured out he's too darn dangerous to have a gun or unstable to have a gun. And he throws it in the garbage can. Can you imagine if one of us did that and they found out it was our gun? By the way, do you realize that by saying when he filled those forms in, you know, think about all the people saying, well, I thought they checked that really clear. I can get a gun now. So the question was asked, will the president pardon or commute his son if he's convicted? She went on to say, so I've answered this question before. I was asked of me not too long ago. A couple of weeks ago, as a matter of fact, and I was very clear, and I said no. Now, see, if I was that reporter, I would say, no, that's great, but you've lied to us before. Remember, there was no laptop. Remember, the old man didn't know anything about the laptop. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Her answer was unchanged from the one that she gave in July. You know, he was specifically charged with making a false statement in the purchase of a firearm. And again, I said to you, can you imagine? I know you're tired of hearing it. Can you imagine if this is one of Trump's sons, how this would have gone down? Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to mamby-pamby land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back to the host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-GERL-855. 732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're listening and you're tuned in, you're paying attention, you're sending text messages. Right? I mean, seriously. And when you're involved and engaged like that and you're asking me questions, it's really cool. I really do appreciate it. You know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, just all I need you to do, you need to pay attention, you need to be involved. And then that was it. When you go out and help other people or be with other people, and you're talking about these issues, it's great because, frankly and honestly, they don't know what to do with themselves. I mean, in all sincerity, when you hit them with fact, how many times, I just got to ask you, how many times do they come back to you or speak back to you or talk at you? I don't have any other way to put it. They talk at you. Hold on a second. They talk at you without facts. All they have is the ideological stuff. All they have is what they heard. All they had is what they heard from their party, from the latest whatever line. I don't even know what you want to call it. So get informed before you open your mouth. I'm telling you, it works. Because they don't want to, whether you believe it or not, yes, they, you know who they I'm talking about, they don't want to look stupid. And they like to be like AOC in her recent little speech there, where she sounds so authoritative, and she has no clue as to what she's talking about. And even her own constituents, those are words I can't say well, even her own constituents have a hard time with her now. They're turning on her. The one guy said, you know, he's voted for her every time, which makes me question his sanity to begin with. And now he said he'll never vote for her again. He's been a lifelong Democrat. He said, nope, not there. Not anymore. They don't care about us. And it's about, frankly and honestly, it's about darn time you figured out they don't care about you. And really, they never have. Anyway, Sony Smith joins me. She does every week. Helps us kick off the weekend, kick off the party, get ready to go. Are you ready to go?
I don't know. Oh. Can you hear me?
What are you, Verizon? Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Can you see me?
I can see you, yes.
All right, then we're ready
to go. You sound like that. Remember when those nut jobs were screaming, I will, you know, I am a woman. I will be heard. I will be seen.
I will be seen.
It's like, oh. Now, that particular woman, though, was like really hard to miss her, if you know
what
I'm
saying. Let me tell you something, Joe. There is something... There is something spiritually that goes on every Friday night with us. I don't know if this goes on with your other guests. I'm not trying to put myself on a different level here. But every Friday, it's either you or me. We have some sort of technical difficulties. They say the enemy is is in control of the airwaves.
He's working overtime. Yeah.
Overtime with us. But tonight...
It used to be Mondays for me. Every Monday.
Oh, really?
I would start everything up, and 2 minutes before the show, something would die. A camera.
Man.
Something. And I'm like, okay.
I'm telling you. I was all set up a half an hour. I was so early for the show. I called a girlfriend. We were chatting. And so then I was like, okay, it's time for me to log on. Everything died. So stay tuned, because what we have to say is probably really special.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah. Anyway. Oh, well, you heard me speaking there for a second. I was talking about, AOC.
Yeah.
She was in New York today, and, you know, because they're having such a time there, and she's going to go there, and she's going to tell them how they've got to be understanding and all this other stuff. She stands up and she says, my name is, I even hate to say her name, she might show up here. My name is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I'm here alongside Representative Adriano Espaillat, or whatever it is. And we're incredibly thrilled and excited to be here. Right, because they're not going to stay. close the borders. People start screaming, close the borders. These are her people. Her constituents.
Wow, Nelly.
They start screaming at her. I mean.
I love this story.
Oh, don't you? And she went on to say, and what we seek to do is make sure that all the resources are necessary. And she didn't even hear him. And you know what I'm saying? She's totally
That's hilarious.
Them. And that we're joining with the city and the state. Illegal immigration is not a right. Respect the code. They're screaming at her.
That's hilarious. So she's doing her speech no matter what. She can't hear what the people are saying. And that, you know what, that should be the Democrat slogan. We're not hearing what the people are saying. Yeah, we don't care.
We're not here for you.
We're not here for
that's
you.
What they should be saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. That's
hilarious.
Oh. So let me see if I can play. I know you have a hard time hearing it, but I'm going to play some of this because I think if I can get this. Come on, stop playing with me here. There you go.
We will fight for it.
Yes, and ultimately I think that there are 3 points of consensus here that are very important in getting a solution to this issue. The first is that there is
Okay, I don't know if you can hear any of that, but you know what? You could. She's got a microphone. You couldn't hear her speaking because they were screaming so loud.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So they finally figured out what we've been saying all along about this whole immigration thing. Not just her, but we heard from the guy from New York last week who was complaining. Oh, he's crying because this is a crisis. This is just more than we can handle. Nobody listened to our side of the aisle for the past several years. And I am so glad this is happening.
Oh, it's about time, right? And I don't know what's making people, you know, for the longest time, you and I have been talking about this, God, for almost 10 years, where people, it's like, don't they turn on their TV set other than CNN? And
no.
At this point, there's not much they could, I mean, they've got to hear it all at this point because it's coming through everywhere.
Well, the thing about it is, like Dennis Miller said, Democrats feel your pain unless they caused it. I also say Democrats feel your pain when it turns on them. So this was a non-issue to them until it landed in their backyard, as will the letting all of the criminals out of jail. When you send them to their homes, when you send them to their neighborhoods, they're going to figure out sooner than later that this is a big problem.
Yeah,
Bad idea.
But you couldn't hear. She was deaf. She was deaf to what they were saying. She wasn't. I mean, at least there was Bill Clinton. My God, I feel your pain.
Well, Bill Clinton was a politician. Bill Clinton was a politician. He listened.
Right.
He did what he had to do, and then he went home and
did what he had to do. Yeah, anyway.
did what he had to do.
Well, we gotta go for a break. Be back in a few minutes. While you work that one out. Be right back.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in a witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking a judge for a narrow gag order to be placed on Donald Trump in his federal election interference case. Smith's office accuses the former president of inspiring violent threats against individuals involved in the case, including the judge, citing a Truth Social post where Trump said, "If you come for me, I'm coming for you." Trump's lawyer has responded, calling this a dishonest stunt. President Biden's naming a new special envoy for economic recovery in Ukraine, former U.S. Secretary of Commerce Penny Pritzker. It hints at earlier White House promises made toward a long-term U.S. commitment to Ukraine. Speaking to reporters Friday, U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller had this to say.
I think you can anticipate that there will be a further announcement of additional resources and capabilities, additional weapons to go to Ukraine as they continue this counteroffensive and to defend against Russian attacks.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Mesita, your host, and I do mean we. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I always say, get involved, get engaged. Right? Be part of the solution. I mean, seriously. Otherwise, you are... I'm not going to stop saying you're part of the problem. I'm going to say you are the problem. Anyway, Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Always kicking the party off. I got to get that celebration song. You know? What do you think? Oh, you froze. She's not blinking. I'm sure she's breathing. I'm going to go on, though, because she will reconnect. She always does. Again, Joe Mesita, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. So you're not part of the problem. Really. All right. I'll get her back when I get her back. You know, the globalist... the globalists are at it, and they're in your face at it. They don't even care anymore. You know, to hide it at all. So, here you have, let me see. One of the, what's her name? God, I hate when I do this. Oh, Melissa Fleming. She's the chief communicator for the United Nations. Been there since 2019, just before the whole pandemic. She says in a speech that she gave that we own the science, and we think the world should know it. Okay, did you get the chill? Her bio on her Substack page says that she promotes a peaceful, sustainable, just, and humane world. This is how she describes herself in real life. Right? But she's nothing like that. Fleming is a power-obsessed narcissist whose goal is to control everything that you think. Read, hear, I don't know, bump into. She went viral this week on social media after the recent speech she made. The speech was made public. I'm not so sure it was made to go public. The woman is a stone-cold tyrant. And worse than that, she's too arrogant to see how vicious that she sounds to the masses. She claims her expertise is in communications. Yeah, that was poor. Now, she said, of course, Firings at Twitter have left us with no one to call to flag content, no one to call to flag content that is abusive or even in incitement to violence. We're now seeing that almost anyone can promote disinformation for the price of a blue tick. We do feel like we are in an information war and that we need to massively ramp up our response. So we're creating at the UN a central capacity to monitor and also have the ability to rapidly react when mis- and disinformation and hate speech. I love these terms. What do they mean? Who decides what they are? It's threatening not just our people, our operations, but also the issues and the causes that we're working on. But also, we're going to be gearing up our, you know, verified initiative around climate change and developing this UN code of conduct on information integrity on digital platforms, hoping to set the global standards that we can all advocate so we can collectively work for a more humane internet. In other words, we don't want you to say anything we don't want you to say. Did you get that? And then he kept saying that people like me, right? We just fear mongers, right? Let's see if I can get this on for you. I want you to hear what she has to say. You need to hear what she has to say because a lot of you don't believe it, and you think we're taking words out of context, you know, that kind of thing. And it's frankly and honestly, it's getting old. Take a listen.
Of course, firings at Twitter have left us with no one to call to flag content that is abusive or even incitement to violence. We're now seeing that almost anyone can promote disinformation for the price of a blue tick. So it's not all bad. We have teamed up with the platforms to elevate reliable information around COVID and climate, to amplify trusted messengers, and we have quite an army of them out there who want to take UN content and promote it within their followings. And
did you hear that, though? To take UN content and promote the UN content from within what they believe to be truth. Because it doesn't matter what the truth is, it's what they believe to be truth.
And also educating users on how to slow the spread of disinformation. Our new slogan that we want to have everybody have in their ear when they're online is pause, take care before you share. But yet we do feel like we are in an information war and that we need to
You are in an information war, as we are, in trying to get information out. You talk about disinformation. Somebody said they should take the time to line up all the lies that they've been telling over the last, well, actually 10 years, but let's just go over the last 2 years. The whole time Trump was in office, 6 years, right? 4 for Trump, 2 for Joey B. Let's see whose side has more lies lined up next to their name.
Ramp up our response. So we're creating at the UN a central capacity to monitor and also have the ability to rapidly react.
What does that mean? Lodge complaints? Monitor what? And again, who decides what hate speech? This, you guys understand, they're looking for, like, first of all, they're looking for global government, global control. Not going to work. It's not right.
When mis- and disinformation and hate speech is threatening not just our people, our operations, but also the issues and the causes that we're working on. But also we're going to be gearing up our verified initiative around climate change and developing this UN code of conduct on information.
Ooh, a UN code of conduct. You know, we're one of the few, we're one of the few countries that had unfettered freedom of speech. Right? And now the UN's going to step in and go, yeah, we don't like that. And it's wrong. We should not give in to them. We should not give in to anybody.
Information integrity on digital platforms, hoping to set global standards that we can all advocate around so that we can collectively work for a more humane internet.
A more humane internet. Isn't that just wonderful? Isn't that what we all want? A more humane internet? It's a craziness. You can. They've gone too far. Our Democrat fools that are... I'm sorry, guys. Some of you are Democrats who listen to the show and you like me, and that's wonderful. But frankly and honestly, I'm not there with you. These are Democrats getting behind these people. This is the UN saying, we're going to come up with rules, with ways that you're going to converse on the internet, things you're going to be able to say or not say. And you're going to get behind it or else. And the Dems are sitting there going, oh, that's a great idea. You know why? Because they're going to control the narrative. I've been saying this for God knows how long. We're allowing them to decide what words mean, what hate speech is, right? What misinformation. Look what happened here. Let me bring her back on, Sonia. Always, yeah, they are. They're working overtime, lady, on you.
Man, Joe. Right?
I know.
I wasn't able to come on, but I was able to listen. And I love the fire in your voice. You sound as freaked out as I have been, and I'm so glad you said over the past 10 years we've been warning about this, and now it's full-fledged. You can see it. If you don't see it, I don't know what's wrong with you. But these people...
You and I hate the I told you something, but we did.
Hey, I'm not... Listen, I'm not mature enough to not say it. I told you so. We told you so. Now that we're here, what are we going to do? Because this is as scary as any totalitarian government that we have ever read about, seen, understood. We're here, folks. Now what?
Yep. All right, well,
that was a scary
break.
Sound clip. That was very scary.
Capitalism. Yeah, it's very scary. We'll talk about this morning to decide the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Sonia. One way or the other, she'll be with us. We'll be right
somehow.
Back.
I don't know.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back to... Yeah, no, we're not. We are now. Just got to hit the right button. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged to be part of the solution. Sonia Smith joins me, as she does every week. Always appreciate her time as well. And, God, we got so much to get through. And you were talking about that woman, Melissa Fleming. She is with the UN. What's her title? Her official title. She is the chief communicator for the United Nations. And, you know, if you listen, people really don't listen to these things carefully, but she chose her words very carefully. Yes. She knew what she was saying and trying to get across, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's frightening people. Do you understand that America is not America anymore? It's not what we have counted on. It's not what we banked on. It's not what we fought for.
No.
They are taking it over. And not, it's not just from within. No. Now we've got, you're saying this woman is from the UN, United Nations.
Yep.
These are other countries. This is globally. This is what, when we're talking, when we're screaming about this global thing that the left is trying to do, it's not that we don't want to be inclusionary. It's not that we want to be nationalist. It's because we are a sovereign country and we know what's best for us, and nobody, look at what's going on in other countries. Do you want that to be us? We don't have to be inclusive to be nice. We ain't got to be nice. When you're raising your kids, and I always jump back to this analogy, but my kids will go, well, so-and-so's mom and dad would let them. I don't care. You're not being raised by them. I'm doing what I think is best for you, for the family, and for the long run. So I have a vision for that, and we're going to stick to that. I don't care what's going on in their family. Now, you know, we'll see what happens to them, and I don't really care. But, and they used to call me Sarge. But it's the same way I feel about the United States. I'm not trying to be nice with people who are from other countries who've never established what we've been able to establish in the short period of time that we've been able to do it. I don't care what they think we should do. It's nice for an academic conversation. And then we go, thank you. And we go and do what we know to do best.
But don't run away from that too fast, because you know, you're so right by saying you have countries who can't feed their people, can't, you know, grow commerce, can't, you know, just
they don't have
always
gas.
In turmoil. And they're looking at us going, you know what you should do?
What we should do.
I would look at them and say, yeah, we should not listen to you. That's what we should do.
Bingo. They can't even put gas in their cars or in their homes. They can't feed themselves. Listen, I lived in Europe for about a year and a half. And I couldn't, you know, and I wasn't right leaning at the time, but it certainly gave me an opportunity to see the benefits that we had in our country in terms of how businesses ran, the expectations that we had for businesses. Also, I just remember the little teeny tiny washers and dryers, and you had a little bit of food and you had to bring your own bags, which is what we're doing now. But it was just a way of life that I thought, this stinks. Who wants to live like this? These people live forever in apartments. I don't care how old they were. They rented apartments from the time they were young. They raised their families there and they died there. There was no real opportunity to move on, to excel. The children, the people who were my age at the time, and I was probably late 20s, early 30s at the time, and I was hanging out with people around my age group. Now, in America, some of those children, some of those people, those young adults, were beautiful, and they were talented. And I was like, in America, you guys could pick what you wanted to be. There, no. They worked for the government, and they continued to do that. And then they got holidays. They called them holidays.
Yes.
And then
that was interesting.
And they would continue to do that until they croaked.
Wow.
I'm like, this is not, this really, that living in Europe really showed me what I don't want. And it totally showed me that I didn't understand why the left was pushing for these little cars, this public transportation, these tiny little appliances, this shopping on a dime. And this is, no.
It was always interesting for me. You know, I used to do, pseudo name dropping, but I used to do hits on CNN on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman that used to pick me up, they said the limo for you. That was nice. But the woman who used to pick me up, she was an Iraqi, either an Iranian or Iraqi. And she was telling me, you know, how she grew up, and daddy, you know, got him out of there and got him over to Germany. And then when they lived in Germany, how even moving apartments or moving from, not if you owned a house, but moving apartments, you had to get permission from the government. And it wasn't because we wanted to keep you in that city, but they had to make sure that that city you were moving to could handle another family, could, you know what I'm saying, had the availability, had the place in the schools. I'm just sitting there astonished. And then she said they moved to London, which was totally different for them because it was much more freedom. Mm-hmm. And then they came here. And she started a limo business. She said, I couldn't have done this in where I grew up. There would be no way I could get the kind of support I got here.
Her head must have just to start a limo business. Yeah. So my question to you, Joe, why do you suppose the left is so insistent on us living like this? They don't live like in number. The elite, the people who are pushing this down our throats, they don't live like that.
No.
Is this a power and control thing? Is this power control money?
Do you really believe? I have to answer that question. You know
I
that's what it's
answer.
All about.
I need your answer.
Right? I mean, they want total control. You will come in line or else.
Well, I want control, too, over many things in my life, but not at the expense of other people.
Right.
So what makes them, and then you answered this last week, you said evil. Yeah, they don't know. So does evil, okay, so here's another question. Does evil not know it's being evil?
No, it doesn't care. It wants the power. Think about everything that they do. They want the power. They're going to force you to do what they want you to do because they believe themselves to be right, and you're just too stupid to know better. And, you know, you look at what's in California here with Governor Newsom. He is the epitome of the Democrat control that they want. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, forcing electric cars only, thinking he's going to get away with that, trying to reduce natural gas. You won't be able to use that anymore. Just all these draconian measures that they're putting on us or that he wants to put on us because it's better for us. Not to mention he probably owns 51% of the stock in the electric company. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So he doesn't So he doesn't really believe it's better for us. He believes it's better for them. And folks, if you
for
don't see
wallet.
This by now,
yep.
And I know that this show is national, and if you don't see what's going on in California, he just mentioned Newsom. This is what we're living with. If you don't see this, it's coming to a state near you.
Well, remember, there was a law that they passed here last year that they could take a doctor's license away from him, a medical practitioner's license away from them for putting out misinformation about whether it's drugs or, you know, COVID or anything along those lines. And they had a board. And if you were brought up in front of that board said, well, you know what, you can't use ivermectin, and you prescribed ivermectin,
right.
Therefore your license is gone. Well, quietly this week, and a friend of mine up in Sacramento said, pay attention to what they're signing. Well, quietly this week, they repealed that law. There was no noise about it.
Oh.
There was no anything, because they knew they were going to lose it in federal court.
Oh. Okay.
So they quietly...
That's a good thing.
Yeah. He quietly... But his eco-freak friends would not like that at all. His friends that want total control would not like that at all. I mean, look... He signed an order to expand the gas reserves, natural gas reserves, when he's all for getting rid of natural gas products. I mean, is he schizophrenic? Is he a liar? You see what I mean?
Ew, we're living in scary times. We're living in scary times, and they are on hyperspeed because they have their foot in the door. It's the analogy, it's the picture I always use of when you prop the door open for the devil and you prop it open with your foot. He's got a way to get in there, and that's what the left is doing. They have a way to get in there now. They've seen this with Joe Biden. He's been able to, through this administration, they've been able to get so much done that they must just be having like, oh, I can't even use the word on the radio. They must be so happy. Let's just say. So they're not letting go anytime soon. So people, watch what they're doing and fight back. You always say in your show, and I love this, get involved. Do what you got to do, people, because they are going to try to take this away from you by any means necessary.
And not care what they have to say. All right, we got to go for a break. Be back in a few minutes. Frank says hi to you, Sonia, and so does Carla.
Hi, Frank.
So we'll be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. Sonia will be with me in the next hour. We'll be, the gremlins don't get her first. Be right back.
And Frank and Carla, yeah.